You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
The stock market continuing to hit new highs. Here's Doug Flynn, a certified financial planner.
You're starting to see some broadening out into the not just AI, which is a good, healthy sign of the market. So that's sort of adjusting a little bit. So more companies are participating.
Yesterday, both the Dow and S&P 500 hit new highs, the Dow closing above 49,000 for the very first time.
Channel 2 reporting that Buffalo Public Schools is no longer planning on closing PS3, PS90, or any schools this upcoming year. An announcement is expected today that the superintendent will present a different plan to address the district's financial troubles. The Buffalo School Board set to meet this afternoon at City Hall.
Some confusion for parents after the CDC changes recommendations for childhood vaccines. WBEN's Brayton Wilson is here with that.
The State Department of Health announced Tuesday the state's childhood vaccination policies, including school immunization requirements, will remain unchanged despite changes made by CDC health officials, and no changes will be coming to vaccine access, insurance coverage, liability protections, or the federal Vaccines for Children program. Regardless of what the CDC says now about children's vaccinations, Dr. Steven Turkovich, president of the Golisano Children's Hospital of Buffalo, is telling parents to always have conversations with their pediatrician.
Ask a lot of questions. Understand what the vaccines are for, what the risks and the benefits are. That informed consent is always important and should never, never be changed. But what I would say is the vaccine schedule that was previous was evidence-based. It has been studied. And if you look at historically, it's really saved countless thousands, if not millions, of lives and hospitalizations. So it's prevented suffering. It's prevented death. Really is the best that we have, and I would recommend to continue to use it.
Dr. Turkovich is also recommending parents to find out more medical information from the American Academy of Pediatrics, a national organization staffed by experts in a variety of different areas, including infectious disease and vaccine study. Among the vaccines Dr. Turkovich says have been proven by these national experts to be effective includes the RSV vaccine and flu vaccinations.
We're seeing, you know, significant, very high rates of the flu. It looks like it's going to be a very severe season. We had over 600 cases a couple weeks ago. Last year was also a severe flu season. 89% of the over 200 children who died last year from the flu were not fully vaccinated, and almost half of them had no underlying medical problems. And so I highly recommend that you get your child vaccinated for the flu. It could save their life.
Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. What's happening is the CDC is warning about the flu surging across the U.S. in record numbers.
At Mount Sinai Morningside Hospital in New York City, Dr. Eric Legome tells me they're seeing as many as 30% more flu patients this year than last.
And that kind of tracks what we're seeing across the state or even across the country. We're seeing it earlier, and the numbers we're seeing earlier are much higher.
The CDC says all but five states are reporting high or very high flu activity, and more than 8% of all visits to a healthcare provider are for flu symptoms. That's the highest level since they started keeping track.
That's Stephanie Ramos. Roughly 11 million cases have been reported, 5,000 deaths.
Wow, and they don't even think it's peaked yet. Congress set to be briefed on the situation in Venezuela.
Both the House and Senate will have member-wide briefings with Trump administration officials following the operation in Venezuela that led to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Sources tell Fox News the briefers will include Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, and Attorney General Pam Bondi. President Trump says one of the reasons Congress wasn't notified about the operation was because of concerns of possible leaks. The Senate plans to vote on a war powers resolution that would rein in the administration's ability to use military force without congressional approval. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that the president and his advisors discussing a range of options to acquire Greenland.
The Danish prime minister is taking this seriously. She said, we've got to take Donald Trump seriously and at his word when he says we want to take Greenland. She said the US has no right to annex Greenland. The European leaders have been very nervous to criticize directly the Maduro operation, but they haven't been holding back over Greenland. And these European leaders are clearly not heartened to hear Karoline Leavitt at the White House saying that military action is still a possibility.
That's James Longman reporting from Europe.
Wage garnishment resumes in the U.S. for student loan borrowers in default.
The Department of Ed begins garnishing wages of non-payers, the more than 5 million student loan borrowers who are currently in default, a number the department says could double after collection activity halted during the pandemic. The U.S. government has collection powers on federal debt, and in addition to some wages, it can also seize borrowers' federal tax refunds and Social Security, retirement, and disability benefits to get student loans paid back. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Sabres win over Vancouver, their return home.
2-on-1 for Buffalo, shorthanded. Nice pass! Scores! The power play Twins go to work there. Tuck to McLeod, and it's a 2-0 Buffalo lead. Malenstein for Metsä scores! Zach Metsä with his first in the NHL, and it's a beauty! 4-0 Buffalo!
Well, things got tense in the third period. That lead going from 4-0 to 4-3 in just a matter of minutes, but the Sabres still win 5-3. That fifth goal on empty netter, I mean, it went all 200 feet of the ice. It was pretty cool. Zach Metsä, you heard right there, getting his first ever goal.
I don't know, maybe a little surprised. Not necessarily that I went in, but in that moment that I just scored. Yeah, crazy feeling. It's something you dream about since you're a little kid. I don't know if the goal is set in for a little bit, maybe tonight, later, but yeah, something I've always thought about growing up and always wanted to accomplish.
Pretty cool. I mean, he scores the 4-0 goal, ends up being the game winner.
Yes.
Nice for him. Well, Buffalo's in New York next. They play the Rangers tomorrow night before they return home for 5 straight games. They're right in the thick of the playoff mix. You can feel it.
And I feel like last night was a big, big game.
Because big game to get back on track.
Exactly. You wanted to see which direction they were going.
You don't want to let that one loss slip into 2 and then 3. You know, we've seen that happen before. It feels a little bit different with the fans in the arena, too. Like, you know, people are coming around.
There's some optimism right now.
Getting used to cheering for the Sabres again. The optimism shows, like, not getting right on their backs when a mistake is made or something like that. It feels fun, and I think the team's enjoying it, too.
Let's let it roll. And holiday shoppers spent a record amount of money this past season, and they did most of it on their phones.
Almost $259 billion is what consumers spent online over the holiday shopping season. Adobe Analytics also says 25 days saw consumers spend more than $4 billion in a single day, a significant jump from 18 days in 2024. Adobe lead insights analyst Vivek Pandia.
They use generative AI platforms for ideas and social media influencers. So that really helped scale up the spending across electronics, apparel, cosmetics, and many of these popular categories.
Pandia says strong discounts also drove consumer demand online. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I think that makes sense.
It does.
Shopping has shifted.
Right.
It's been so long. But I used to be, if I was ever going to buy something, I did it on the computer.
Yeah.
I didn't feel comfortable doing it on the phone. Now it's the exact opposite.
It has flipped.
It's the exact opposite. Right. I've got, you know, my phone feels like the safer way to shop.
Absolutely.
Than on my computer, where, you know, who knows how many, you know, what if my software is up to date or any of that stuff.
Yeah, and it just, you're not on the computer as much as you're on your phone.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help that the phone is like, hey, check this out. Buy it right now.
Of course it is.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, okay.
The exclusive WBN Sun Weather Forecast for this afternoon calls for a cloudy sky. There could be a leftover flurry. The high temperature into the upper 30s with the breeze coming in out of the west. Coming up for tonight, look for the overcast to remain. We'll find some patchy areas of fog. The overnight low temperature into the low 30s. For Thursday, clouds in the morning will give way to increasing amounts of sunshine. High temperatures close to 50. And we'll find some rain showers for Friday with highs in the mid-50s. With your exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Dr. Stephen Lana with Delaware Pediatrics is on the WBEN Bison Automotive Live Line this morning. The CDC this week changed recommendations on childhood vaccines, going from 17 to 11 recommended vaccines. But the State Department of Health has announced it's not changing its requirements. This is creating a lot of confusion, Dr. Lana. What are you seeing?
Good morning, Susan, and thanks for having me on. I'm seeing that a lot of the families and parents in my practice are very concerned. They're concerned, first and foremost, that their access to vaccinations for their babies and children might be limited or taken away, and putting their children directly at risk for life-threatening infections. I'm also seeing that they're concerned that the public space has the potential to become less safe for their children. If this leads to more vaccination hesitancy and confusion, then the playgrounds, the schools, the supermarkets, the shopping malls are likely to have more unvaccinated children and adults, and therefore put their children who are vaccinated according to schedule, and some children who are too young to yet have been vaccinated according to schedule, putting them at risk.
When you mentioned some of the concerns that people have, the concerns that the government has raised is that our vaccination schedule is a lot different from what you see in other nations overseas. Why is that?
Well, because we as a country are a lot different than other countries overseas. For example, take Denmark, which is being cited as the new paradigm. Denmark is a homogeneous country with a different health system and a much smaller population. There is no validity in comparing Denmark's vaccination schedule to our vaccination schedule. We are not in Denmark. We don't follow Denmark's vaccination schedule for good reason. We follow the vaccination schedule that is evidence-based on the risks and population distributions in the United States.
Dr. Lana, I want to ask specifically about flu and RSV. I mean, both have been taken off the list of required vaccines. Both are quite contagious, right?
Extremely so. And as the leadership of the American Academy of Pediatrics has said, this is dangerous, unnecessary, and I would add almost criminal. The rates of influenza vaccination, hospitalization, and pediatric deaths have done nothing but go up. The incidence of hospitalization for infants with RSV bronchiolitis and respiratory failure has dropped by over 90% since we started using the RSV immunization injection. to take the recommendations for these two life-saving infections off of the list is inconceivable to me. And it's not based on any new data. It's not based on any date, on any new studies. It's simply based on the bias of well-known anti-vaccination activists who are not qualified to be making the recommendations that they're making.
Well, what then should parents do when it comes to vaccinating your child? Because are you going to be just generically in New York State offered what you normally would have been? Is it going to be a little bit different? Is it going to be presented to you as a question? Because, I mean, I have to say, if I took one of my kids into the doctor's office and they said, do you want X, Y, or Z vaccine? I'd be like, well, what? what do you say? Because I don't know anything about it.
Well, again, remember, there has not been any new studies or any new data presented to justify this change. Fortunately for us who live in New York State, the New York State Department of Health will continue to follow the evidence-based regulations. The American Academy of Pediatrics is the best authority to go to in terms of keeping babies and children safe and healthy. And I would say to parents, go on to the website of the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's written specifically for parents. It's called healthychildren.org, healthychildren.org, all one word. And follow the recommendations of the experts, that is evidence-based and time-proven. We've been using this schedule. For example, the hepatitis B vaccine that was taken off the schedule, that was licensed by the FDA 40 years ago in 1986. Prior to universal acceptance of the hepatitis B vaccine, neonatal hepatitis B infections were measured in the tens of thousands, resulting in liver cancer and liver failure in babies. Since the vaccination, we are down to maybe 15 to 20 neonatal hepatitis B vaccines, neonatal hepatitis B infections per year. How can anyone justify making those changes based on that data?
Dr. Lana, what questions should a parent be asking about these vaccines that are now off the list?
Well, I think they should know that because they're off the list of the CDC, who is now populated by anti-vaccination activists, that those vaccines are still available to them, thank God, for now, that they should refer to the vaccination schedule of the American Academy of Pediatrics, which, again, is evidence-based and has stood the test of time. It's the same conversation that we've always had with parents. We always get an informed consent. We discuss the pros and the cons, and the pros greatly outnumber and outweigh the potential side effects.
Dr. Lana, thanks so much. I appreciate the time this morning.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.